That was Steelers Wheel with Stuck in the Middle with You from that film Pulp Fiction, where that guy was getting slashed up by a razor I most likely pulled from my head, according to Phil Nutter. You've just listened to myself, Tom Watts, on the Phil Nutter Show, or North Meets South, for the last 2 hours. Now I've stepped up to the plate and evolved and been reincarnated like a Christ-like figure that I am, with this new patchy beard that I've got. And this is the eponymous Tom Watts Show. We've got a special guest host with us tonight. Angus, say hello and explain about yourself.
Hello. I'm Angus. As Tom said,
hooray, like the beef.
Yeah, exactly, like the beef, like the burger. Good. I have an entire fleet of burgers named after me.
Sure, it's good to know. It's reassuring that you've got food stuff named after you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what's Tom Watts got?
Light bulbs, mostly.
That's it. Oh, I get it.
Electronic nice. Measurements.
Nice.
Puns on my name going, hey Tom, what's the time? It's not as if I've heard that a million times before. Cheers.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I've had to live for a life full of puns.
Disgraceful stuff.
Angus hosts another show on here, don't you? Do you want to tell us about that quickly?
I do, yeah. I'm host of the Angus and Matt Show, which you probably listened to earlier, 8
probably,
till 10
yeah.
on Tuesdays.
The absolute 6-hour comedy fest that is Tuesday night.
Tyrannosaurus Tuesdays.
Well, I personally call them Tom Watts Tuesdays and see myself as a bit of a headliner. But Phil Nutter's also here. Phil, how do you feel about that?
We've got all three main hosts on a Tuesday night in the room, and some kind of carnage is kicking off. Get on a mic, Phil.
Well, firstly, it wasn't Pulp Fiction that Steelers Wheels stuck in the middle with you.
Oh, no, it's not, is it?
Reservoir
Dogs.
Oh, so, fail. You started off with a lie, so start as you mean to go on, Tom.
This is a whole lot. This is weaved of lies. This is what, like a bird's nest of lies.
This is what headliners can get away with these days.
No, the thing about Reservoir Dogs is stuck in my head. I don't like it because every time I say Reservoir Dogs, I want to say Reservoir of Dogs.
What kind of weird film would that be?
Like I don't know, it's some weird dam project built solely out of dogs.
Sounds like one of your weird dreams, to be honest.
Coming from you, Mr. Slaughterhouse over here.
Yeah, but at least that's more normal than a body of water full of dogs.
Is it though, Phil?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't been reading Eric Von Däniken's smash hit book, Chariots of the Gods, hard enough, have you?
Well, I think you've been reading it too much, so quite clearly.
It clearly wasn't aliens that used to come
down.
No, it was
dogs.
Maybe the film Dogs vs. Cats and Cats vs. Dogs wasn't so far away from the truth, those little guys.
It's gotta be about canines.
It's gotta be about dog. I'm gonna say something really childish now, and then we can laugh because we won't get told off. There's a dog named a Shih Tzu. Yes!
Well done,
we're
Tom.
Undermining the rules of radio for our cunning wordplay.
My mum's just got a dog that's called a Monty Poo.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. I can't top
that's
that.
That's not bad, that's not bad.
This is Diamond Rings. You're listening to Tom Watts here with you tonight till 2 a.m. I'm joined by the co-host for this evening, Angus Wyatt. Angus, how's it going?
It is good. It is all good.
Good, good, good. Today is a good day because it's a Tuesday, technically now Wednesday, but it's also a day of mourning, Angus.
It is.
Because...
it's a sad day.
Do you know why?
No, I'm just going along with it.
We're celebrating the last NASA launch tonight.
Oh, it's Endeavour,
and
isn't it?
Endeavour, the end of the American Space Programme. We'll come back to that later on and discuss it thoroughly. But in the meantime, we played Chipmunk because, obviously, Summer Ball's coming up and they've started releasing the acts and the expectations are always obscenely high. I heard they might get the Beatles and Jay-Z. Like, that sort of thing. But, obviously, it's never going to be that good. So
I was actually expecting them to bring Michael Jackson back for it. That's the power that SURHUL hold.
So. Yeah, it's the sway they've got over the students. Everyone's convinced. Yeah, I don't even know where I'm going with it now. They're going to bring... the Rolling Stones, and
I love your like generic student voice. It's like prepubescent teenagers.
I heard of Twitter. Yeah. No, but they've started releasing it, and so far we understand it's Chipmunk, who personally I feel was much better when he involved himself with Alvin and Theodore a bit more.
Yeah,
to be honest,
exactly.
He's gone off the rails a bit now.
Well, I was saying to Tom during that previous little Chipmunk song, how much of Chipmunk songs does he actually sing?
Not much, really.
The answer is exactly very little.
It's very little. Also, they've released the second act, who's a confounding mess of out-of-date technology called Betamax, who's already onto a losing streak there because that is an obsolete... technology. I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to be subversive and cool, make a pun on beat and max, as in maximum, but it falls flat. And We've checked him out, haven't we?
We have indeed. We had a little look on YouTube.
And what were your thoughts and feelings?
Well, I actually put this on the SU page on Facebook.
Sure.
Was that basically what's happened is they've realised they can't get any decent acts.
Okay.
So they'll get an act who makes videos of all the other acts that we wish we had.
Yes. Come on, it's better than getting them on act, guys. You've got them all here.
Exactly.
You've got a montage. We're living in a Rocky montage. It's going to
you guys
be brilliant.
Wanted Tiny Temper, he's in there. You wanted Lady Gaga, she's in there. Yeah, everyone is right in.
You wanted a bit of the Queen's speech for some reason.
Yeah, exactly.
That is also in there.
What a brilliant start. Apparently she's coming to do it live.
Brilliant.
That's what I heard.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
what confused me is that he's the self-proclaimed greatest video DJ in the world. Which I didn't really understand because... It's a very subjective sort of idea, proclaiming yourself the best at something. Very much like, you have to say probably the best, like Carlsberg, that beer do, other beers are available.
Exactly.
It's the planning behind it doesn't seem to be very big, so what I think has happened is that the Students' Union have searched on Google for the greatest DJ in the world, and he's literally just turned up because it's word for word what he describes himself as, and go, well, we could either get Betamax... or David Guetta. Betamax is literally 3,000% cheaper than what David Guetta would be, and he's also the greatest video DJ in the world.
I just imagine
this one definitely cannot go wrong in the eyes of the students.
I just
no
imagine
way,
this.
No how, sir.
It must have been some sort of like generic 45-year-old man sitting in some office going, greatest DJ in the world. Students are going to love this. They're going to worship me for this. I've got the best person possible.
The Foo Fighters with Rope. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity. Angus Wyatt's here. Angus, how are you?
Yeah, I am good. I'm loving it in the studio, actually. Just chilling out. It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice this time, isn't it? It's peaceful.
It is. Yeah,
We're going to be talking now about NASA, lamenting it and whatnot. Well, not NASA in general, not the whole sort of concept
NASA
of
NASA. NASA just shut down.
Just sort of like Endeavour and the idea of the space race. We're going to be talking about some weird things that have happened during launches. The first one is May 5th, 1962. NASA astronaut Alan Shepard was ready to become the first American in space, sure. However, the launch was delayed over and over and over and over and over. Naturally, a situation from a sitcom arose, and they had to urinate. He said, I've got to pee, I've been in here forever. And then he's followed that up with, why don't you guys let me out of here for a quick stretch? As if that's going to happen. Multi-billion-pound space program. Do you mind if I just go out and just have a little wee off the side of the thing?
Quick.
Unfortunately, they said no. Irritating. So he had to wet himself. Yes, the first American astronaut in space wet himself.
That's disgraceful.
However, due to his self-sacrifice, basically become a urine martyr and his weak bladder, all astronauts now have adult diapers in their spacesuits to avoid similar embarrassing situations. Although, I think in a way, it's even more embarrassing that they have to wear diapers. Right, second one. More recently, a small bat seemingly tried to stow away on the space shuttle. Yeah, of course, that's what he's doing. He's trying to get to space. He's seen the moon. He's got dreams, hopes and dreams, that little bat. It was on Discovery when it launched into space last March. The bat was spotted clinging to the side of Discovery's 15-story external tank as it was being fueled with super cold liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen. Probably a good place for it to hang, I think.
I reckon so.
It was still hanging on for dear life when Discovery blasted off on March 15th. A wildlife expert... Bear that in mind, the keyword here is expert, who provides support to the Kennedy Space Center, said, based on images and video, the animal likely perished quickly during Discovery's climb into orbit.
Have you seen those things take off? There's like...
Yeah, just a bit.
Burningness.
Yeah.
That's,
the heat,
that's a really technical
pressure,
word.
How fast.
Like, burningness on the outside.
Hundreds of miles an hour, the thrust generated to get to space. Yeah, he's probably died that bat, I would have thought.
Yeah, definitely.
Bill Oddie, what do you think? Yeah, he's a goner.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's
using my expertness.
He's definitely perished that one. Third weird thing that happened on a NASA launch. In July 2005, a large vulture hit the space shuttle Discovery's external tank. I don't know what it is about Discovery's external tank. During liftoff, has sadly met its demise. The odd incident, which occurred on NASA's first shuttle flight since the tragic 2003 Columbia accident. What a way to come back.
Yeah.
Vultures
are always the return.
Well, that was a wake-up call, since similar bird strikes could create a tank foam debris that could damage a launching shuttle, which is a bit worrying that $1 billion spaceship can be damaged so much by a vulture.
Well, it's the same with the Columbia disaster. It was just a little foam tile
Yeah, madness, isn't it? Why is a spaceship built of foam? Yeah. Why is
I
that
know.
Happening?
Let's make it out of foam.
Yeah, it could be built out of metal next. Or foam.
Silly string.
Sure. In June of last year, astronauts were trying to launch on a mission to the International Space Station. After two false starts due to a gas leak, they were riding in NASA's silver Astrovan, cool, and spotted an alligator on the road in front of them. The gator quickly became the crew's mascot, I don't know why, so taken were the space flies by its abrupt appearance. How archaic is that? It's like wizards and stuff. Oh, it's not working. Wait a minute, what the hell is that? An alligator?
Definitely we need that.
Get
alligator.
It in here. Get in here right now.
They should have taken it into space with them.
However, there's a postscript. Unfortunately, the alligator offered no extra luck as they had to wait around until July anyway.
Oh, man.
They probably spent so much time on a wild, crazy bender with that alligator. Next thing you know, they're all drugged up, boozed up. The alligator's dead. Like, oh, God, who killed the alligator? But right, we're going to hide him for a few months before we can launch.
It makes sense. They have so long between shuttle launches that they're just like, I know, let's go look for a mascot. Alligator.
Yeah, I'm liking him.
Yeah, exactly.
Right then, $10 if everyone can put a t-shirt on him. Exactly. Alpha Sigma Mater or whatever it is.
Yeah. We can get a whole brand of breakfast cereal with that one.
I'm bored of this crocodile now. Let's get something else. What about that dead vulture? Get him right now. Get him in. What about that bat? No, he's definitely perished.
He's a goner.
Imagine if that bat had made it back, though. The stories he'd be able to tell.
Like Space Bat. Yeah. It'd start a whole new comic revolution, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The bat who froze the place and went to space.
Oh, man.
Wonderful. Let's think about that bat while we think about what that bat did. While we listen to Higher and Higher by The Blackout. We'll be back after this. It's Kanye West, All of the Lights. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio here with you till 2 a.m. tonight. Angus Wyatt is co-hosting the show. Angus, how are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Good, you look very deep in thought with that pen.
I'm just twirling it.
Yeah, he's twirling the pen quite decadently. We've been joined by a little rabble of reprobates. Do you want to say hello? Shout.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, yeah. There we go, he's got a bit too close for comfort. Angus is cowering in the corner now.
I'm stuck in the corner, I can't get out of this one.
Move back, young man. Read your paper and enjoy the sounds of our voices for a little bit. We're going to do Drop the Button in a second. Angus is going to be doing that. But before that, here is something I was doing earlier. I was watching a hard-hitting documentary called Food Inc. I don't know if anybody here has watched it.
Yeah.
No. Nobody's watched it. It's about the food industry and about the horrific practices that go on. At one point, they said they fed corn to fish. Worrying sort of situation there. Another thing that worried me is that corn can be found in the following things. Apparently it's the basis of all food.
Is this like vegetarian corn?
Like corn on the cob can be turned into maize and literally finds its way into all foods, fast food, meat, ketchup, cheese, crackers, amongst others. And the most disturbing thing that I watched, I only watched like the first 40 minutes before I had to go out. One of the most disturbing things I saw was they had this cow. And they'd like cut a hole in its side and put like a little plastic plug in there. They could literally just reach in and out of this cow's stomach. Like they were just cut into the first bit of stomach. And apparently the cow couldn't feel anything. But they were like doing it for some experiment with E. coli. It was horrible. This guy's like, hey, check this out. Putting a glove, just like finger in this cow's stomach. And he's like, look, this is like what the maize and this is grass and this is E. coli. And this guy's like, does that not hurt? It was literally, in the bath. Imagine like a fleshy plug.
Yeah.
Just sort of ramming your hand in and out of that. This huge cow is like cut into its side. Imagine if you had a knife now and just cut my nipple off and then put a little sort of plastic film around the edge.
So you're lucky because I've actually brought my knife with me.
Oh God, here we go. You sort of just play with that and that would be a very similar sort of situation we would find ourselves in.
Yeah.
What do you want to say? Someone's piped up in the back.
I'm just going to switch this little way on here.
Alright,
okay.
Hello!
What's your
professional? What, am I on awards? Yeah, big time. Benson Tim and Insanity Radio.
That's Matt Diss wandering here. What do you want? Are you going to pipe in with something relevant to the conversation?
Big time. It sounds like, how have they possibly judged whether cows would know whether all this stuff's been taken out of their body?
Because the cows have just stood there. What happens? He's alive. He's sort of just walking about.
Yeah, but what's he going to do? What the hell are you doing by stabbing me?
Whoa. Hey, guy.
Did I know I want you to stab me and take
get all your hand out of my body? Right, I'll tell you one thing we're going to do quickly. We're going to do Drop the Button. Angus, I'm going to pause this.
Absolutely fantastic.
Angus, you need to do your shout, all right?
Okay.
Literally just shout, drop the button as loud as you can. The beds are killed. Let's do this.
Do it better than me. Because
like as loud as possible. I think
anything
I think
you want, do it anyway. Interpret it as you will.
I think we should get these guys on it as well.
No, it's the right of the guest presenter. I've done it myself.
Yeah, it's a right of passage.
I feel like there's too much pressure now. Too much pressure.
Do it any way you want as well. Do it any way you want.
Okay. I could like really
if
quiet.
Anything, it could be, you know, when guitar solos, when they're like really acoustic-y and silent, and people go, oh, they're the best, you know, like it's more powerful than a loud song.
Sure.
I think that's what this could be. If you went really quiet with it, it could be even better than
like
a loud
a really like, intense. Quiet little like.
Intense.
Sure. Like sing it. Like.
But yeah, let's just be quiet and let Angus interpret any way he wants.
Okay. I've got to feel the vibe of drop the button first.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like. Drop the button.
Interesting.
It's like a little acoustic thing, but
is that what you're gonna do?
No,
I like it.
I don't know.
I think that was it,
let's just do one more. That was a practice. Here you go. This is it, Angus, for real. Drop the button. Let's go.
Drop the button.
It's Tintin. Woo! Angus, very professionally done. You're a confident young man, and I much appreciate that in a co-host.
Thanks.
This is an idea I had called First People 2. Like, as a hypothetical question, who's the first person to drink a cow's milk, and why do you think to do that? Did he just see it coming out, or was it trial and error? Did he drink the urine as well, and then through trial and error do that? How do people...
Do cows go out the same... They don't milk and thing out the same. I don't do that.
No. But like just different fluids, like from maybe it was a trial and error. Go, ooh, there's another fluid coming out. That could be nice. Fruit juice. Maybe it tastes horrible. That's
How do they know to go with cows as well? Maybe they had like sheep and pigs.
Yeah. How did they know that the little cows were suckling? Maybe they thought they were eating their parents alive on some kind of virus.
Maybe.
Here are the key questions. Like, we all know the famous story of sandwiches, don't we? The other sandwich. Give me something new. All right, I will put some meat in between bread.
I thought the other sandwich story was related to drinking the urine of cows.
Thank you very much.
Apologies to Ofcom and anyone else listening, because I know we have to become an FM station.
Just about. Yeah, so what other first things can you think of that people might have done that I'm trying to think of?
First person to... Oh, I was going to say something then, but that might have contributed to Ofcom rules again, so...
Sure. Keep going, though. Rephrase it in a manner...
Okay, I will phrase it. The first person to... to touch themselves in a slightly intimate way.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, actually. Who thought that up? All your favourites as well. Oral love. How was that discovered?
The French way, apparently. Apparently, it emanated in France.
Oh, I remember hearing that somewhere before. Was that trendy French thing, wasn't it?
Equally though, how do people work out what they need to do to reproduce?
True. Well, it can't all be inherent, can it? It can't just be built into nature.
Like, at some point, someone must have been like, oh.
Someone must have been like, I keep it in your mouth and nothing is happening, so I'm going to try it somewhere else, because otherwise...
Why have they got six kids? Why have they got six kids and we've got none?
Nothing. You're an embarrassment.
You're a terrible wife, and I hate you. However, this translate that into the language of time.
This is the last time...
Ugh, club round head.
This is the last time I marry a French girl. That's what they might say. Which really
smell
is
of cheese.
A shame. Yeah.
Soft cheese.
I don't want to drink any more of your red wine.
No, thank you. You're too couture.
Not in there.
Yeah, that was good. We've discussed some serious points, I think. We'll touch back on them later. Coming up next is the news. You're listening to Tom What's On Insanity. This is the cut copy with Take Me Over.
Time for Chris Bird's Blackpool News and Tom's Weird World Views.
Hooray!
Cool!
There you go, some tunes in the form of Cassius and Wretch 32. This is the news you're listening to, Tom Watts on Insanity. Angus has replaced Chris Bird tonight. He's morphed and he's...
I've morphed into me.
Yeah.
I've morphed from Chris Bird into Angus.
It was a strange sight and a horrible spectacle, and one I don't want to repeat anytime soon. Right, it is time for Tom Watts Weird World Views and Angus Wyatt's local news.
Local news.
Go on then, what's your news story then, my friend?
Okay, well, I live in the back end of nowhere in Essex, and so finding a news story was particularly difficult.
Sure.
But I trawled the pages of the Braintree and Whittam Times online and managed to come up with this shiner. Being so close to Stansted Airport, this is this story. Cocaine was found hidden inside 5 oil paintings that arrived on a plane at Stansted Airport. The 200 grams of cocaine, worth as much as £10,000, was concealed within the abstracts that had been flown painting from Columbia, which I don't really know how they got it inside the painting. See, the funny thing isn't the story itself, it's the comments on the website that came afterwards.
Yeah.
Rather than being like, oh, it's disgraceful, or yeah, cocaine, whichever of those preferences you support. One person emailed in saying, was it a snow scene? Ha ha ha. Jokes. Another person just decided to launch an aggressive attack on Columbia, saying, I suspect they're hot.
Columbia doesn't have fine art. No, what are you like, talking about?
I suspect they're probably highly suspicious of anything from Columbia, to be honest. I don't know, but I'd had as a guess that cocaine's its biggest export. Someone completely dismissed the story altogether, said, you can fly from Stansted to Columbia. Never knew that. And someone made a brilliant joke saying, "Ear Dave, there's a crack in that picture." What happens in Essex. And that's why it stays in Essex.
Oh, God, yeah, that was fun. Interesting way to smuggle drugs, though. Do you reckon it was painted in?
Or I imagine it must have been like painted in, but then surely your cocaine's going to be covered in paint.
Yeah, or was it like a sort of macaroni kids painting when it was just all piled up? It's like, it's just plastic.
Can you imagine if they could make macaroni out of cocaine?
It'd be madness.
Nursery kids would be getting high all over the country.
We should try this principle and see if it's feasible before we start throwing ideas around, I think.
Okay, you get the dosh, I'll get the roller.
Okay, yeah, cheers.
See what we can do.
All right, then. Okay, that was a good news story. Here is mine. It's called Facebook Mad Couple.
Okay, I'm excited.
Okay. An Israeli couple, both devotees of Marky Mark Zuckerberg's social networking site Facebook, have decided to name their new daughter Like. Lior and Vardit Adler are in love with the Like feature so much that they decided to bestow it upon their youngest child. It remains to be seen whether Like is going to grow up to enjoy sounding as if she never finishes introducing her name, i.e. hello, my name's Like. Like what? No, it's Like.
She'd have massive trouble in America.
Yep. Mr. Adler told a German press agency, a strange person to go to with this name, a German press agency when you're Jewish. To me, it is important to give my children names that are not used anywhere else, at least not in Israel. Yeah, he's pretty much covered that base. His two other daughters are called Divash, which is Hebrew for honey. It's not too bad.
That's kind of all right.
And the other daughter is called Pi.
Pi?
Pi and Like.
What's wrong with that family?
Well, he likes names that aren't used anywhere else.
He likes it. I see what he did there.
He added, this is an insane argument, justification of why he's named his daughters this. He added, if once people gave biblical names and that was the icon, then today the Facebook Like is one of the most famous icons in the world. Oh yeah, I remember when the Facebook Like died for our sins and got reborn. Yeah, that was good.
He's definitely setting his daughter up for great things by calling her Like.
Setting her up for a huge fool. Yeah, well, she doesn't like something. Mr. Adler said he and his wife were also looking for a name that sounded nice when being called. But everybody likes Like. If you like something, that's nice, isn't it? You only like nice things.
I suppose so.
So she must like her name. Yeah, I really like. Stop stuttering. Loads of parents are going to get think their kids have got stutters. He said Like had a nice international ring to it. Maybe because it's in the English language and he doesn't speak it.
Doesn't have much of a ring to it at all. It's just a one syllable word.
This is where the article sort of becomes really self-reflexive and really self-indulgent, because it goes, he said Like had a nice international ring to it. In other words, he likes it.
Oh my god.
Mr. Adler admits his friends and family were described as reacting incredulously when they were told a little girl's name, i.e. they didn't like it. Mr. Adler is sure they'll come round eventually and like the name. Right. That is my Weird World news. Are there any puns that you want to make on that?
There's too many likes in that entire news story.
Too many likes.
Tell you what, get that news story, make it a Facebook page, and then I can like it.
Yeah, we could like.
I can't.
Meta. We've got an email. Has it got a witty answer in it?
It has a bit indeed.
Go on.
Mr. Philip Nutter.
Can't leave the studio alone, can he?
No, go to bed. It's past your bedtime.
Sure. What's Phil Nutter saying on
the email? He said, I heard on the grapevine that Pi's nickname is 3.14159265.
That's a hearty chortle from me.
That's not a nickname though, is it? Because say Pi, right? Yeah. That's very short. 3.141 dot is not a short.
I can see his wittiness. However, he's made a fatal error. Because it's not pie in a number, it is pie as in steak and kidney pie.
I would have thought, being a northerner, he would have appreciated
picked up on that. Yeah, he should have appreciated that pie-based reference, but obviously he's taken it to the wrong conclusion.
I think the revision's got to his head.
Embarrassing, really. Go to sleep. You're too tired, mate. You can't hack it. That is the news. Hooray.
Yay.
Fun. We had some good stories. We had some good laughs. We'll be doing new band of the week in the top four coming up after this. This is Friends of the Show. You meet six with Rescue Me. I'm finding... Cobra Starship there for you on Insanity Radio. Before that, you had You, Me at Six and Chitty, 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 Bang, Bang. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. I might have hiccups. I'm not sure. Angus, have I got hiccups?
I don't think you have. I think you're right.
Oh, no.
Show's over, mate. Show's over.
Show has gone to pot. We are here with you for the next 45 minutes. Coming up is a new band of the week. And a little thing I like to call the top four.
Oh.
The tune's already lined up. It's going to be brilliant.
It's going to be absolutely massive.
Yeah, big time. China has introduced a one dog per house rule. As if limiting people to one child weren't enough, the Chinese government is now saying, no, you can only have one dog.
Right. Why?
What are your thoughts on
that? I don't know why dogs are such... I can understand children, because obviously, like, they don't want massive population, but I can't imagine dogs are an issue. It's not like dogs live for very...
Apparently there's loads of strays, though.
Oh, I guess. But you get that in the Mediterranean, it's not a problem.
Like, yeah, Mediterranean's, like, quite sparsely populated compared to the swarm that is China.
They should put a one cat per house rule in Egham, because there's always cats around here.
Yeah, there's a little cat who lives down my road. We call her Stacey. She's sort of gingery yellow. Yeah. Roams about a lot, yeah.
See, when we were leaving the Insanity studio after our show earlier this evening, mm-hmm. we saw the infamous Holloway cat out in the parking lot. Little black cat.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, maybe.
Wait, you'd know. It makes the weirdest noise. Weirdest noise.
What noise? Do it.
It's like, you know, like a normal meow. It's like meow.
Meow.
Yeah, exactly. This one's like, meh. Yeah, it's nasty.
Sounds like a robot.
Yeah, it is.
It's horrible. Imagine that, a robotic cat stalking around.
You see, because the rumour is that it's the reincarnation of Thomas Holloway, but very unlikely.
Yeah, that's stupid. Why do you want to get brought back as a cat? Why isn't it? What has he been reincarnated as before? Why is he? How old's this cat?
Well, apparently.
How old's this cat?
Apparently, the cat's been killed, and then it keeps coming back.
Well, the cat's been reincarnated as a cat. Oh, no, where does it end?
Yeah, I know. There's so many stories about that cat, but either way, regardless of whether or not it is a reincarnation of the founder of the university, it is one freaky ass feline.
But it's time for that part of the show now where we introduce you to a new band, someone you probably haven't heard of before. Almost definitely haven't heard of before, I can tell you that much. Try and broker in new music. This week, I met this band in Camden, always in Camden. And, it was weird because someone had just exploded a house. It was a controlled demolition of a house.
As you do.
Yeah, in the middle of Camden. So it was all rubble, a couple of stones. And I was walking up there. It was quite a steep hill, and all these stones started to roll towards me.
Oh, I see where this is going.
And as they were bouncing, they were playing out a little beat like doom, 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 doom.
Sounds a bit like the EastEnders.
I know, yeah. Well, hello. Well, we've solved that problem.
Oh, there's that one sussed.
But yeah, that happened. And then I had to jump out of the way, quick as Jack. And I was like, you guys, you're good. I like you. Come here. I'll sign you to my roster. So these rocks rolled back up to me, and we got on all right.
Were they rocks?
They weren't
by size.
They were stones. They were smaller than rocks.
Okay.
More rounded, sort of almost pebbles.
Larger than pebbles, but
larger
smaller than rocks.
Pebbles, smaller than rocks.
Definitely stones.
Definitely stones that have rolled up to me. And that's that. So I signed into my roster. It was good. I was like, you're going to have to release a hit of us. I'm just going to have to let you go. So that, naturally, they didn't say anything because they were stones. They were just there. They weren't rolling at the minute. They were flat.
It's flat.
And I said, come on, guys, you need to. You really, really need to get your S-H-I together now. You need to get it together because these other guys, the guys I've had before, they are selling out arenas like you won't believe. And you guys are just sat here doing nothing, not saying anything. So they went to the studio, sure, and I placed them slow, gently on top of the speakers. They started bouncing around. They started jumping around. They weren't even rolling anymore. They were just jumping. And then I felt bad because they were just all stones. I just kept going, oh, stones, come here. So I decided to give them names. One was called Jack. The other was called Bob. And there was called Robert. There was a Mick. There's a Mick in there as well. That was a
There's a Bob and a Robert. That must have got a little bit confusing.
That's why one was called Bob.
Right, okay.
Didn't want two Roberts.
Okay.
Thanks for picking me up on that, you git. Yeah, so there's those four. Bob, Rob. Bob, Rob. Jack and Mick.
Especially Mick and his friends.
Mick and Co. The stones that were rolling and now jumping.
Yep.
And that's just what we recorded as a song. And we decided to name that song Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yeah.
They decided to call themselves The Moving Stones. And I was like, no. It's more of a rolling motion you've got going on. So I think now you really should just stick with rolling, because I'm sick of you moving about. And can we just release this song already? Because this is ridiculous. It's been here 6 months in the studio and you've done nothing. You're still not talking to me. I've drawn faces on you with a Sharpie pen and you're still not. You're always happy.
Always.
Always smiling.
But never working.
Never working, always smiling. So can we just release your track, please? And they were like, yeah, yeah, all right. And I was like, so you can speak. You've just been silent this whole time. And they were like, oh, yeah, we got you. Not a good joke. Couldn't believe it. So this is their debut album. This is Jumpin' Jack Flash by the one, the only, the Rolling Stones. New band of the week.
Beautiful.
The Rolling Stones of Jumpin' Jack Flash, new band of the week on the Tom Watts Show on Insanity. Those bloody pebbles bouncing around.
Bouncing pebbles and jumping boulders. And
big time. Angus is still here. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Me and Angus are here with you for the next 35 minutes. Coming up next is a track from Matty Pullman. But in the meantime, we've got ourselves a hot topic in the studio. Angus.
Hot topic. This is one sick ass hot topic. And okay. I don't mean like bad, I mean properly sick.
Sick ass.
Yeah.
As if there's vomit coming out of the anus.
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
That may have happened. Okay, this is fresh out of the US state of Ohio. A mother has who cooked her baby to death in a microwave
Madness.
Oven
what
could face the death penalty. No one really knows. She apparently had an argument with her boyfriend. Wrapped the baby in a blanket, placed
what
in the microwave.
What was the argument? Yeah, of course we could cook the baby in 3 minutes or less on full power. Definitely not. Five minimum. Five before you kill her. Nah, we could easily do it in three. Insane argument.
She's absolutely crazy. Well, she's now going to be put to death, so she's kind
by
of...
By a microwave?
No. That would have been a much better way. Or just like by... I reckon by an army of dwarves with hair dryers.
Yeah.
See how long it would take to kill her.
Melt her, dry her out until she just shattered like sand in the wind.
Aww.
No, I don't think tit-for-tat punishments work, though, because there was that whole furore in India, wasn't there, this week, about that bloke who threw acid... Somewhere threw acid on a woman's face and disfigured her horrifically, and his punishment was going to be to have acid thrown in his face. Tit for tat.
It sounds like some sort of like jackass thing, right? Stand against this wall, I'm going to throw acid at your face. Okay.
Itchy, scratchy.
It is stupid.
So what we're going to do is we're going to throw acid in your face and replace both your eyes with lip balms. You'll live happily for a few years, it'll be fine, and then they will explode and you will die.
But then all your pieces will magically come back together.
Yeah, big time. That's well weird about that baby, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit creepy. But I guess you think, how many millions of people are there in America? Like, I don't know, like hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah.
Ballpark figure, lots of... Right.
Are you trying to suggest that out of all those people, one of them is bound to microwave a baby?
I'm not suggesting microwave...
Statistics.
I'm not suggesting microwave a baby, but some sort of crazy stunt. Some publicity stunt.
Get down to Bob's car, lad. We're going to barbecue a baby. And the sales will keep on all weekend.
Oh, man.
Depending on how long the baby burns for is how long you'll get cars at a cheaper rate.
Well, unfortunately, it's only...
And I've got four children. Jared Leto, 30 Seconds to Mars. It's The Kill. Just a little bit of The Kill on Insanity Radio. You're listening to Tom Watts, here with you for the next half an hour. Angus Wyatt is still here. How are you, Angus? You good?
You sound that as like I've just invaded the studio and won't leave.
Still here. Fart smell.
Get the hint.
How you doing, mate? You good?
Yeah, good.
You enjoying time. Yourself tonight?
Mate, it's awesome. It's awesome.
We've come to that bit of the show. The top four will be starting imminently, but it also means that we get to do question of the week. Or search of the day. Depends on what you want to call it. But yeah, basically, how search of the day works for is I will read out random stuff. searches from the internet. Angus, you will give me your opinions and reactions, thoughts and feelings about them, and then we will discuss them in a comedic manner.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give it my best shot.
The first search today is, how clever are Boston Terriers?
Okay, one, why? Why would you need to know that?
I've got my own little thing. I've thought that the author of that question might be a clever yet sly cat trying to plan some attack.
Yep,
so definitely. I think he's gone about it the wrong way by asking Google, because it's a very sort of subjective thing going, how smart are all Boston Terriers as a whole?
Yeah. That's like saying, how smart are humans? It's not going to work, is it?
Yeah. I hope that cat doesn't ask that, because I'll start to worry then, thinking that some kind of takeover will be imminent.
Yeah, there's a war coming between cats and Boston Terriers.
Let's go kick some cats in a minute in their nomadic feline ways.
Yeah, obviously there are other forms of animal violence that you can choose from.
Yeah, and we're going to bring up another one now.
Okay.
It links in nicely with earlier in the show. Should I wash my dog's face with boric acid?
Yeah. Should you wash your own face with boric acid would be...
No, that might hurt me. But the dog...
Not you, but the person who asked the question.
Sure, no, but I'm taking the role of that person.
Okay,
I think that would hurt me. However, the dog has got a lot of fur. I think he might be able to cope with it.
Maybe. Again, want to test it out.
Who knows?
I'll tell you what.
How about using some soap?
I've worked it out, okay?
Go on.
Chase a cat as though you're going to kick it.
Uh-huh.
And then chase a Boston Terrier with some boric acid. If the Boston Terrier is smart enough to run away, then it's obviously...
Oh, hello, we've combined the two here.
Yeah, there you go, there is your answer, because if the Boston Terrier just comes running towards you, then it's obviously stupid.
You stupid dog, you deserve that acid in your face.
In fact, don't give it satisfaction.
However, if you are a Middle Eastern Terrier, that we won't do that, because we will then have acid thrown in our face in a tit-for-tat pathetic retaliation punishment, okay?
Exactly.
Right, this is track four of the week, Angus's choice. Angus, introduce your song.
This is the wonderful end credits by Chasing Status, feat. Mr. Plan B. Here it is.
Delightful.
You're listening to Tom Watts, a.k.a. Remy Slam, on Insanity.
That was the one, the only Chase and Status, isn't it?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I love
Angus's choice. Good choice, mate. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Here with you for the next 20 minutes or so, aren't we? Cool, man. Cool. Here are some more questions that I wanted to ask you. What is the name for female rodents soliciting sex? Which immediately implies that there's a red light district for mice. I don't understand that question. What are your thoughts on it?
I can't imagine any female rodents. Unless, because you know earlier...
Some little rats in stockings in that.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Kinky. I've seen them by the bins around the back of Wedderburn.
I'm sure
Cheeky.
You have. I'm sure you have. And you're probably using mice as a metaphor, you little scallywag.
Yeah, Friday nights. Yeah, but you know our story earlier about the snail, the giant snail, the boy is the man as a snail. Maybe female dressed up as rodents.
A snail is not a rodent.
No, but I'm saying maybe people dress up as rodents instead.
Ooh.
As of snails. I was using it as an example of dress up, really. It was a bit of a
interesting
tenuous link.
Yeah, nice.
But maybe prostitution is only legal if you're dressed as a rodent and
cool.
Of the female gender.
Cool. It's Jamiroquai. Nice bit of funk early in the morning on Insanity. You're listening to Tom Watts with Angus Wyatt. We're here with you for the next 15 minutes playing tunes and chatting nonsense and that out of our mouths, of our mouth and brain. Here are a few more searches that have occurred this week that I want to get Angus's opinions on.
Okay.
Why are there black spots on my human tongue?
On your human tongue?
Yeah.
So as opposed to my animal tongue or my robot tongue?
Yeah, it's fine on my dog tongue. They're
They could have been worried about their shoes, like the tongue of your shoe. They'd be like, there's black spots on my shoes.
This one made me think of I was watching Doctor Who the other week and I had a story about black spots. And it made me think of pirates, because then it reminded me of Muppet Treasure Island, which I watched a few weeks ago. Like, you know, if you have a black spot on your hand as a pirate, you're condemned to die.
Yeah.
And it made me think that what if these black spots on the tongue are actually little you're going to die messages to the tongue from teeth that have become pirates. Buccaneer
teeth. It's like...
Teeth that have got little gold caps in, and that gold teeth have become pirates and buccaneers, and they started putting black spots on the tongue, thinking they're going to kill it, thinking it's their enemy when it's not.
The well-known Pirate Wars of the Mouth. That's Pirates of the Caribbean 5, Pirates in Your Mouth.
Sure.
But I think that could also be a bit of a dodgy film.
Pirates of the Incisor.
Pirates of the Caribbean 5, Pirates of Your Mouth, rated 18. Definitely.
There are some graphic scenes in there.
There are indeed.
People literally just chomping their own tongue off.
Oh, no. Oh, if only you could see what Tom Watts is doing now.
It's a perturbing and disturbing image, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Eric Prydz with Piano.
See,
on
now,
the Tom Watts Show on Insanity Radio. Angus, what were you going to say?
I just really interrupted you, sorry.
It's okay.
That is something I could rock out to in the quad at Summer Ball.
Yeah, big time. I was loving that. Definitely. We got right into it, didn't we?
Little hint for a DJ set there. Wipe some of that in.
Ooh. Keep your emails coming. We're loving them. People agreeing with putting things in ovens and cats and stuff. You know, microwaves and all that malarkey that we're talking about in a minute.
Yeah, definitely.
Here, right then. We've got one more. We've got one, possibly two more songs to play, and then that's it for the night.
It's sad. End of an era. Sad times.
In the meantime, though, here are a few more searches. When I speak loudly, it implies that it's in capitals. Okay, this is all one search.
Okay.
After having a heated discussion with my supervisor, I became stressful and lightheaded and blacked out. Can stress cause a person to pass out or become lightheaded? I think you've answered your own question there.
It is like a double question. It's like, I was stressed and I shouted and then I became lightheaded and passed out.
Yeah, I became stressed and subsequently lightheaded and subsequently passed out.
Can stress make me lightheaded and pass out? Yes.
How hard did you hit your head when you passed out?
I reckon that question was sent in by the mother of the microwave baby.
It would explain a lot.
It would explain a lot.
It would explain an awful lot.
Or a baby which was thrown across the room at her birth. Has now grown up and typed that into
He's
Google.
He's furious. He just keeps repeating himself on an infinite loop.
It's the fact it's all in capitals, is that you're angry at Google.
I demand answers.
Give me Google. Answers, which I've already told answers. You what the answers are, but give them to me.
I demand them from you. This is the number one track of the week. This is a blast from the past. This is the Klaxons. Apparently, it's not over yet.
Ooh.
Oh, God. It's the Klaxons. It's straight out of 2007. It's not over yet. Wonderful. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio here with you till 2 a.m, which is only 3 minutes away. Angus Wyatt, my co-host for the evening, has been a delightful revelation in the role, I might add. He's still here. Angus, you all right?
Still here. You keep doing that. He's still here.
I don't know why.
I was all right, and then you just offended me. I was going to say...
I am still here. Thanks for asking.
I was going to say, yeah, maybe I'll come back next week. Clearly not.
More than welcome, my friend. I've got a couple. I don't know if we'll get through them all, but here's a few things. If my nose ran money.
What?
Yeah.
If my nose ran money.
You know, when it runs a snot. Imagine that was replaced with money.
Right.
Blow your nose, that come a few coins. Oh, cool. I don't know how that's got up there, but I've generated it from my cartilage and my general waste product.
But of all the ways...
That's some money!
Of all the ways your body could produce money that you choose, like, the amount of times you sneeze, it's got...
Having a cold would be a really good thing.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I've got a cold.
Right then, we're on to the last one. We've done it.
Excitement.
How to lose weight when you hate to exercise but love to eat.
You know what? You should just go die.
Bit of an extreme reaction. I was just going to say, what if you ate so furiously?
No, because that person will get so fat, they'll end up sponging benefits and going to say it's what off everyone else. This is that one statement I'm going to get really angry about in the show, and it's that one is I hate exercise and love to eat. Well, then don't expect to lose weight.
What if she ate that person? I'm assuming it's a she.
Eat celery.
No, not even that.
That's the answer. Eat celery.
Just eat so fast and so vigorously that you actually lose weight by eating.
But then would they then class that as exercise and then refuse to do it?
You would have to have some kind of tube fitted to your anus in that it would just flow straight out. Hook a laxative to my veins.
That's exactly what you need to do.
Yeah. That's one of my better ideas, I think.
Yep. Along with throwing babies across rooms, putting them in microwaves, kicking cats... and throwing acid at dogs.
What can I say? It's been a productive show.
This has
been the Tom Watts Show. We will be back next Tuesday. Who knows? We'll be co-hosting next week. Angus might be back. Phil Nutter might be here. Who knows? Chris Bird might even bloody turn up. God forbid, that little scallywag. I've been Tom Watts. He's been Angus Wyatt. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for all your emails and enjoying the tunes. We'll be back soon. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.